What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A blow! It's Dukes and Bell. Turtle is in for Mike. And we're talking about the fact that the Falcons are not playing their starters. And apparently, Turtle is he's not liking this. Then in the break, Oren, he just told me this, Oren. Oren's here with us today as well, our engineer. And he just said to me, you know what? I said, what? And I thought he was going to continue on about how Kirk Cousins might, you know, Coach, I need a break, and tap his helmet and might need Penix to run out on the field and play for a series.
That is a mischaracterization.
You said a blow.
A blow because he got a minor injury. Go look at how many quarterbacks, Carl.
What is it? What,
start 17 games a season. Okay. How many? Not a lot.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Not a lot.
Oren, do you know what he said to me in the break? He goes, you know what? I said, what? He said, you know, Jacksonville's playing their starters today. And I said, okay, well, you know what? Trevor Lawrence maybe needs the work. I mean, obviously their offense is, what's that got to do with us? Turtle, what does that have to do with our Falcons?
If Trevor Lawrence can play in the game,
oh, goodness.
Michael Penix Jr. could get a couple snaps in the damn game, Carl. It's just contingency planning. That's all that it is. Everyone's so caught up in the hype, and you should be, but there is a season to be played. That is 17 games long.
Yeah.
And you have a 36-year-old quarterback coming off a catastrophic leg injury. So there is a chance that he will miss a game or two.
Or need a blow.
And your backup quarterback will have made a total of 16 throws in the preseason. Yeah. To me, especially looking at the disaster, I know it's a new coach and I know it's a new quarterback, but you literally had this happen to you last year. Don't be fooled again, Carl. Play hashtag play Penix.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Whoa. Just because another team. First of all, let's go back. Let's rewind. Okay. We got two guys hurt the first preseason game.
Yep.
Both of them were going to see significant snaps.
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
Yep.
Helms and Trice. And now, in the third preseason game, which means, you want to say it with me?
Nothing!
You want to roll out Michael Penix and company just so you can feel good about it? Are you serious right now? Just so you can go home tonight and feel good that you saw Penix take a couple more snaps? We've seen him at practice, Chris. We've seen him throw the ball really well. They've seen him. We're talking about practice. He's been fine. There's no reason whatsoever to roll him out there just because the other team is saying they're playing their starters. By the way, there's a lot of that going on around the league this weekend. For the final preseason game, there's a bunch of teams that are like, look, starters are playing. That's fine. If they're
coach- Not a game.
Yes.
Practice. We're talking about practice.
He's been fine.
You know who played last weekend, Carl?
Who?
Patrick Mahomes. Does he need the reps?
Who?
Mahomes? Am I missing something here?
No.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We in here talking about practice.
I get it. Yes. I understand.
Thank you.
But if Mahomes is playing, Russell Wilson is playing, Trevor Lawrence is playing.
Well, Russell needs to play.
Okay.
And so does Trevor.
And if Michael Penix Jr., God forbid, caveat emptor here, caveat.
Yeah.
So does Michael Penix.
All right.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
We've been clowning that all week.
Well, Michael Penix Jr. shouldn't feel like he's in the same stratosphere as Patrick Mahomes right now, but he certainly could use a few more reps outside of 16 throws for 104 yards.
404-726-0929. That's the phone number. It is also our text line. You know, it's Friday, and I'm in here rubbing my temples. 404-726-0929. I didn't think I'd be in here arguing about a blow or rest or anything else that you might have laid out for Cousins as to why Penix needs to take some extra snaps.
But how do you not understand the value of that?
He's taken plenty of snaps in these scrimmages and these joint practices and all this stuff that has happened.
I know, but at this point, he memorizes A.J. Terrell's coverage routes. He memorizes what Helms was doing before he got hurt. It's not the same thing, especially.
So you're saying they're not going hard at practice?
No, you are doing
this thing. I am asking. That's what you just said. He's memorized what they're going to do. Obviously, you're saying that these guys are not participating as hard as they need to.
Just made me want to go harder.
Yeah, I'm about to Chris Tucker your blank and ask you if you know the words that are coming out of my mouth right now.
You're saying that's he's predictable in practice.
Why are you bringing up old?
I'm saying that it
what
helps,
are you saying?
It helps to face a different jersey, especially if it's the starters. You're telling me that going up against Trayvon Walker is not going to be good experience for Michael Penix Jr.? How can you argue that?
Trayvon's playing tonight?
The starters are playing a full half.
For Jacksonville?
No.
Huh?
For the Saints.
Are you sure about this?
I'm reading. SportsIllustrated.com. Here we go. The Jaguars will play their starters for most, if not all, of the first half.
We're talking about practice.
Head coach Doug Peterson said earlier this week.
We're talking about practice.
But how do you get better?
We're talking about
you
practice,
don't get better at this point going up against A.J. Terrell for the 20th time.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking
practice.
About practice.
Michael, you will be the franchise player, but not this year. But at the same time, you still need to be ready to go.
I don't have a headache. I'm just preparing.
I have a question. Where's Oren finding all these drops?
This is what he does. He does. He's exactly right. I'm in here rubbing my temples on a Friday because you're in here.
I don't have a headache. Oh. I'm just preparing.
You're fussing about Phoenix taking like six snaps in this preseason game that means nothing. You're killing me.
I just don't like the backup quarterback being ill-prepared to take the field, Carl.
DJ Diesel.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
DJ Diesel hits me up. He says, Dukes, not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Nathan, he says, hey, man, you guys are cracking me up in the car. I'm about to crash the car. Convenient narrative. Yeah, listen, Art's still upset about that. Another guy says, I don't know if I dislike Turtle or Abe's takes worse. I'm not sure. This is what I'm getting now, Turtle.
Well, listen, just because everybody out there wants to be all honky-dory and bright shining roses, and I understand why. You get Matthew Judon in here. You get Justin Simmons in here. Everything is great. I'm on that train. All I'm saying is when it comes to the preseason, the decision to not play Michael Penix Jr. the last two preseason games has a chance is what I'm saying. So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
That's all I'm saying.
There's a chance.
It has a chance to come back and bite you in the you-know-what if Kirk Cousins, Carl, needs a blow.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you admitted you said that. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Who in the hell needs a blow? I mean, seriously, what is it? What are we in high school? Coach, I need a blow. Really? Are you serious? Come on. Yeah, raise your hand. Tap your helmet. I need a blow. Cousins doesn't need a blow. Okay, he's going to be fine. And now I'm getting this crap from JB. Dukes, I'm with Chris. He needs to play. Really?
Yes, JB. Thank you.
The Falcons aren't good enough to be sitting everybody.
Aha!
Let me tell you something. They're good enough to not get anybody hurt.
Well, too late. You can't, Carl, you know this. Come on now. You can't play or coach scared. You can't in this league.
That's not coaching scared. That's coaching smart. I need these guys come September. Hold on.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, eighth against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Mercedes-Benz. When the crowd is there and everybody's, follow me, and it's packed. And we're excited about finally getting a chance to see what this offense is going to look like. Not when guys are hurt, banged up, or needing blows.
This is the flaw in your argument, Carl. You took the red pill.
Jamal says Turtle, by Turtle's logic, Cousins should play too. Do you think Kirk should play tonight?
If Kirk was 100% healthy?
He is!
No, he's not.
Yes, he is!
No, he's not!
He is! 100%? Yes!
No!
The season is 2 weeks away!
Did you not hear what he said the other day? He said the 9-month threshold was what the doctors were telling him when he would be good to resume mostly full action, but the actual recovery period is 12 months. So he's not actually going to be 100% until the middle of the freaking season.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, see, that's how you scare people.
That's what he said.
That right there is how you put fear in people's hearts.
Those aren't
my
words.
New little dudes, they whine too much for me. I don't like these little dudes, man. They whining.
First of all, I am average height. I am 5'9", and you dare not say otherwise.
This is how you scare. He's fine. Turtle, tell me. Look me in the face right now and tell me he's not look good at practice.
No, he's great.
He's fine.
But that's the.
He's healthy.
Oh, my goodness.
He's healthy.
Okay. Listen.
This headache is coming on. Oren, play the soundbite, if you would, of Cousins talking about recovering. We did play it yesterday, and I think it was from the Rich Eisen show where he talked about where his recovery was.
Yep.
We're going to play it for you because I want to hear this, okay?
And you'll hear exactly
because
what
I've seen. Because I've seen Cousins with thine own eyes. He looks fine. Go ahead.
I think I turned a corner fully with the Achilles over the summer where I could really, you know, get back to my old self.
Let him finish.
You know, it's been a good camp. I think it was really helpful during OTAs to still be able to go through the practice reps, even though I wasn't yet 100% and was able to kind of still get the work in and get to know my teammates on the field. So, you know, I'll keep feeling better as we go, but I feel really good and, you know, just kind of buying our time now here until week one.
Hello!
I'm a grown-ass man.
Hello! Buying my time until week one. You know why? Because he's healthy.
Well, there's another cut. It wasn't that one. There's another cut that we played where he talked about the 9-month threshold.
He didn't say what you wanted him to say, and now you want to hear something else.
Not in that cut. There is a cut. We'll find it. We'll play it before the show's over.
All right.
Where he talks about the 9-month threshold being where he is now and how that was the first line of demarcation for him being able to play. He said the full recovery is the 12-month marker.
So what are you saying, Turtle? We shouldn't play Kirk Cousins until 12 months from the time the injury occurred?
Hey, mister.
That's what you're saying.
Your question to me was, would I play him in the preseason? No, I wouldn't because he's not 100%. Michael Penix looks pretty fine to me. He should play. Sorry. Not sorry.
All right, we're coming back. Stop with that little dude whining so much.
I'm average height, man. I'm
these new little dudes, they whine too much for me. I don't like these little dudes. Man.
I'm trying to tell you. Hey, man, happy Friday. Thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports show. We're coming back. We're going to get to an NFL blitz. I do want you to hear from Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson. And is there an update on Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams? Guys, the 49ers are not going to go far without Trent Williams. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
These new little dudes, they whine too much for me. I don't like these little dudes, man. They whining.
5'9". It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday, everybody. We're talking about the Falcons in their third preseason game. Turtle is under the impression that playing Michael Penix would somehow help our situation, which I am trying to convince him without getting another headache that is not the case. Now, we've gotten a ton of tweets, a ton of texts, should I say, on our text line. And I just want to read a couple of these to you, okay? Because apparently we have found the cut that you were talking about, all right? And, for example, C. Beck, okay, hits us up at C. Thomas Radio. That's Chris.
Carson Beck?
C. Beck.
Oh, okay.
I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And he says, C. Dukes is trying to play you, man. He know exactly what cut you talking about with that 12-month recovery. So C. Beck is right. I want you to hear Kirk Cousins talk about this because my whole thing is he's fine. He's ready. He's 100. Okay? I've seen enough of him at practice to tell you. But if you don't believe me, listen to him. Here's the cut.
I think I turned a corner fully with the Achilles over the summer where I could really, you know, get back to my old self. And, you know, it's been a good camp. I think it was really helpful during OTAs to still be able to go through the practice reps, even though I wasn't yet 100% and was able to kind of still get the work in and get to know my teammates on the field. So, you know, I'll keep feeling better as we go, but I feel really good and, you know, just kind of buying our time now here until week one.
Sounds like he's ready for week one, if you ask me.
That is not the correct cut, Carl Dukes.
That's not it?
No.
He said he was ready for week one.
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't mean he's 100%.
That's not the cut? Okay. You got the one? O's got the one. Let me hear the one. Let me hear it.
I think I turned a corner fully with the Achilles over the summer where I could really, you know, get back to my old self. And, you know, it's been a good camp. I think it was really helpful during OTAs to still be able to go through the practice reps, even though I wasn't yet 100% and was able to kind of still get the work in and get to know my teammates on the field.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'll keep feeling better as we go, but I feel really good. And, you know, just kind of buying our time now here until week one.
Yeah, you are.
Sounds like he's ready for week one.
Yeah, sure does, Carl Dukes.
Carl, that's my bad. That's the wrong cut.
That's the wrong one?
I found the right cut.
Okay, because, I mean, every time I hear him speak, it sounds like he's ready for week one. I don't know what Turtle's talking about. Let's play the Kirk Cousins, please.
I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine.
See? That's Cousins.
I think you guys are ganging up on me.
No idea what you're talking about.
I think there was a calculated effort here to try to silence me, Carl
Dukes. I would never, ever do that. 404-726.
Oh, that's a convenient narrative.
0929.
Thank you, coach.
All right. I want to be fair and balanced here, okay?
Are you talking about journalism?
I just want to be fair and balanced, and I want to make sure you're getting the information you want out there. I wanted to play the cut that you asked for, and I played it twice. Then it wasn't that cut, and then you heard Cousins say he's fine. He's fine.
Now I've patted myself on the back. The show is off to a great start.
I don't need to hear. The peanut gallery, I don't need to hear from right now. That's for damn sure. The peanut gallery can go home. It's Friday. Have a beer and relax. But get off my back.
All right. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Dog report as well. We're going to talk to Grant McCauley coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Short show because guess what? Falcons are playing. And Turtle wants everyone to play. Do you want Judon to play tonight, by the way?
No.
Do we need to see Justin Simmons?
No.
What about, Caden Ellis?
No.
Grady Jarrett? I'm sorry?
I mean.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's coming back from an injury. Right?
You guys see this? You see what I'm dealing with, man. You guys see what I'm dealing with.
Not as much as Michael Penix, but.
I don't have a headache. I'm just preparing.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing since I walked in here at 2 o'clock. All right. You guys can find us and follow us.
Here's a couple of guys that I think we should see tonight that we should keep an eye on.
Okay.
Chris Blair.
Fair.
Casey Washington.
Agreed.
Carlos Washington.
Agreed.
Jace McClellan.
Yes.
Quite frankly, Carl, I want to see what Taylor Heinicke looks like. Can he do it 2 starts in a row?
Okay.
Because he's playing for his next team. Let's just call it what it is.
Well, we know he's not going to be the backup. Yeah. Sure.
So he's playing for his next team.
But you can keep 3 now. You know that. But right. Yes, to your point.
I think he's playing for his next team. I want Brandon Dorlus. Is Root going to play? See, here's a question. Is Root going to play? Because did he show enough last week with the sack that they're going to put him on ice? We know they have 15 interior defensive linemen to rotate through. But if they're going to sit Kentavious Street and Eddie Goldman and Grady and Onyemata, these guys are, you know, is Root playing tonight? Is TQ Graham playing tonight?
You're asking a lot.
Well, somebody's got to take the field, Carl.
They've got guys.
Somebody has to play.
They got guys. You might not know them, but they got guys. Okay? You're asking a lot right now.
Is Clark playing tonight?
Who?
Clark.
Phillips,
yeah.
I need him healthy for the season.
He's done enough. He's good. Good to go.
He's had a really good camp.
Okay.
Pat says, put him up, C. Dukes. No shot you think the backup quarterback we drafted at 8 after spending $115 million on a quarterback shouldn't be taking all the snaps in preseason. No. He says it's ridiculous that he hasn't been on, hasn't been playing almost every game.
Yep.
Why is it ridiculous? He played in the first game. He's fine.
25 snaps, 16 throws. We're good. He's good to go. Don't need to see anything else. He's fine. If week 5 he needs to come in because Kirk is injured with a minor ankle sprain that's going to keep him out 1 week.
Or he needs a blow. Yeah, yeah. I've heard.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
He's fine, Pat. He's going to be fine.
12 months.
This whole notion.
12 months?
You people, okay?
What do you mean, you people?
Dukes and Bell listeners, calm down. We're going to be fine. I can't even believe somebody just sent a meme. Cousins has no arms. The guy goes, it's just a flesh wound.
That's from Monty Python, isn't it?
Of course it is. It is. I mean, come on. What do you guys want? Seriously, does the regular season matter to you when we're working towards a real playoff berth? And you are concerned. We're talking about practice? I can't believe some of you guys. And some of you guys are jumping on this turtle bandwagon.
I got a lot of support in my mentions right now.
I bet you a do. Lot. Tell your family and friends to stop it. 404.
Hey, pal. You just blowing from stupid town?
7260929. You know what? We didn't even get to a blitz because of this nonsense. I played 2 Kirk Cousins sound bites. You weren't satisfied. I played it again. I mean, what do you want from me?
Well, Turtle's Blowhard Rant was sponsored by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedicalCenter.com.
Thank you, because we didn't even get to it. I mean, I want you to hear Lamar and all these other guys. We're going to somehow get to those sound bites coming up. But this is where you are. You've got people all discombobulated and got them. You've got Falcon fans worrying about something they shouldn't be worried about right now.
Why shouldn't you be worried about it?
Because he's fine!
Not 100%, though.
You know how your mom used to grit her teeth like that? Come here right now.
No, you cannot have an extra piece of cake.
He's fine. That's what I'm talking through my teeth right now. Hey, you guys, why are we worried about this? You know what we need to do tonight? Let's be honest. And by the way, Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson, they got the pregame show for you. All right? You know what you need to do tonight? Have no injuries, Turtle. That's it. Then let's figure out who we're keeping and who we're not keeping, and then let's get to business next week.
So
can we do that?
So then you must think, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
I don't want to put words in your mouth because that's sure as blank what you've been doing to me all so long.
I didn't say blow. You said blow.
But I'll soldier on here. You must think the Falcons are going to crush the Steelers then.
I do feel pretty good about
If you have all this confidence that we're good to go. That they're going to come out there and win by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I do feel pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just listen, it's the NFL. 2 touchdowns is a little rich right now. I don't even know what the spread is. We'll talk about it next week as we start getting ready for week 1 in the NFL.
I think it was Falcons minus 3.
At home, right?
Yeah, I think that's all.
But I do feel really good about it. I'm not going to lie to you. And I've said this, and I'm telling you guys right now, their offensive line is not great. I kind of need this. Thank you, O. Kind of need this right now. All right, we're coming back. Yeah, man, no man. Oh, you got yeah, man, no man today? He just said, what? Yeah, man, no man. We'll find something to talk about.
Or we could just keep yelling about this.
Well, I'm sure you are wanting to do that. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Don't worry, be happy.
Might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry.
Be happy. In every life, we have some trouble.
College football season starts tomorrow. Georgia Tech, Florida State, as they will play in Ireland. We were talking about this game earlier, and we'll get back into it. Also, Grant McCauley is going to join us next hour. We're done at 5, guys, with the pregame show. Falcons' last preseason game. It's interesting to see all the comments from folks chiming in at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes and Chris Thomas Radio. Also follow show Dukes and Bell 929. Chris is in for Mike today.
Real quick, Carl, before we get to those comments, was that Oren's sneaky way of telling me to relax by the song that he played?
It could be. I mean, listen, there are things that are happening on this show that could be interpreted many different ways.
The song is called Electric Relaxation.
I know. It's by one of my favorites, A Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe.
But I think that was a shot across the bow there from the producer, Oren Romain.
Yeah, it's interesting. Guys are saying, yo, Chris is right. I said, how?
Sway.
I don't know why. Here's what's funny. Now I have one of our listeners, C-Beck, sending me pictures of the guys that will test that Achilles. Talking about Kirk Cousins.
So you mean like Chris Jones?
Yeah, the first picture I got was T.J. Watt. I said, oh, we'll double team him. Then he sends me a picture of Chris Jones. I said, well, we'll triple team him.
Leota Lenta.
Yes, he's sending me all these pass rushers. Then he says, then him. He's talking about Jalen Carter with the Eagles. I mean, like, I get it. This schedule is daunting. But Kirk is fine. You guys that want to make him play or should he play and all this stuff the Turtle's talking about is ridiculous.
No.
What?
You asked me if Kirk should play.
Thank you, Kirk.
You asked me if Kirk should play in the preseason.
Yeah, because you want all these.
And what did I say?
You said he's not healthy,
just
which
a
got
fish
us.
Wound.
It's got us into this
I
whole
said
conversation.
He's not 100% healthy.
He's fine.
You are leaving out very important details.
We're 2 weeks away. How much more healthy can he get?
2 weeks worth. Of getting healthy.
They're not going to overdo it. They haven't. They've handled this perfectly.
Carl, if you have a bad sinus infection and then you wait 2 weeks, how do you feel?
Terrible.
2 weeks later?
If I had a sinus infection that I didn't treat, yes. What are you talking about?
They didn't leave his Achilles untreated, though.
No, but he had the surgery to fix the injury.
Yes, months
he's
ago.
He's doing things to fix that. Like, if you just leave a sinus infection untreated, that's one. Like, if he tore his Achilles and it's did, like, I'm just going to fix it. That'd be something totally different, right?
Would you tell him? I mean, you see what he's on today.
You guys are just
You see what he's on. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I didn't want to jump in there, but I'm just saying, like, that's.
It doesn't make sense. You can say it.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening.
You said sinus infection. You said blow. You said rest. You were saying all these things.
Carl, if you have a sinus infection and you take medicine,
okay. How
do you feel 2 weeks later?
Oh, you should feel much better.
I think I turned a corner fully with the Achilles
over the summer. Thank you. Listen to your quarterback. He's telling you how he feels. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to think that he's not going to text you. He's telling you exactly how he feels. This isn't a TikTok. He's telling you how he feels right now. And here you are wanting everybody to play. Penix should play. Grady should play.
They should.
Oren, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
So glad you're not doing Yeah Man, No Man today. It is Dukes and Bell. Are you taller than Bo, by the way? Somebody asked. Bo Morgan?
I take the utmost offense to that question.
The new little dudes, they whine too much.
I'm not a little dude. I am 5'9" tall.
Did you just add an inch right there?
No. So I've been saying 5'9".
He's been saying 5'9" the entire time.
Okay. So are you taller than Bo Morgan? Bo,
absolutely, he's
Bo
taller than Bo.
Is like
I was like 5'7".
Yeah, 5'6" and a half, 5'7".
Wait a minute. Why were you about to say 5'4"? You were about to completely go there.
I don't want to misrepresent.
Is he 5'4"?
No.
I'm about to say Bo.
He's taller than that.
You better have Bo's feet hanging off the chair, not touching the ground.
Well,
his feet just dangling off the chair.
It might be close.
That's an image I just had to of Bo's feet dangling off the
chair. It might be close.
Well, I just wondered because somebody said that. They said that you're sounding, you know, you're on this Bo train with the way you're acting right now. And then they said, he's as tall. And I said, are you taller than Bo? I just wanted to know.
Myself, now I will say, Abe and I are probably the exact same height. And a lot of people mistake us for each other.
Yeah, Abe's what? He's 5'9", too, you're saying?
He's not taller than that.
Okay. All right.
And nothing looks better than a black Louis with black aviators walking on that plane.
Oh, my God, is right. All right, man. Oh, what do we got, man? It's Friday. We're having some fun, I think. Yeah. My headache is going away slowly but surely as Chris talks less. Yeah. What do you got, man?
If you guys loved watching the Olympic basketball team so much, guess what, gentlemen? In 2025, you will have the opportunity to see them again, this time on Netflix. That's right. Netflix announced today a little bit of a teaser. They are going to do an Olympic basketball piece coming out in 2025. relive the journey behind the tip off to Olympic glory. So all the behind the scenes stuff, all the game action. I had no idea Netflix was filming anything when they win the Olympics. But check it out. You will get a chance to see all of that all over again, which would be really cool. Next year, 2025, you'll get to see all that Olympic glory once again.
Yeah, man, I'm all in. Chris, I don't know if you are, but here's the thing I'm wondering. Like, are we going to hear some of those conversations about Tatum and Halliburton and everybody else? You know, I'm talking about the guys that didn't necessarily play as many minutes as we thought they would. Are we going to hear those conversations? Because if this is all, I love you, Curry, LeBron, I love you, and Durant, I love you. I just saw that. I was here cheering for them winning the gold. I want some dirt. I want some stuff that happened behind the scenes. Was Steve Kerr, were they mad at Steve Kerr at any point? Like, if we get all of that, I'm all for it. But I don't know if that's what's going to happen. You in?
I'm good on it.
Seen it?
Carl.
Done it?
We're at a point with the saturation of the sports documentary right now where I think we need a reset, man.
Really?
I've heard the Pete Rose one is pretty good.
It is. It's great.
All right, so, but there's been a lot of misses. I'm not in on Hard Knocks this year. It hasn't captivated me.
Why? Because they're not cussing?
The offseason. Well, that's interesting, right? Lady McCaskey,
so you need to hear
essentially
cussing.
Says no cursing.
Yeah, you need to hear that?
No cussing? It just doesn't have the same, like, that used to be appointment TV back in the day.
What are you talking about back in the day? What are we talking about? 30 years ago?
Hard Knocks has been around since when?
2000.
Okay, so yeah, it's 24 years. Yeah, it's 24 years old.
That's not 40.
Would you? I know it's your segment. As you used to say, I'm about to cut your damn mic off, Warren. I've had enough.
This is my segment.
I've had enough. No, man, it's just
really. So okay, so
like I'm just good. I guess it's less about the subject matter and more about I'm just kind of good with sports docs for a little while.
Okay.
I just feel like
we all go through these stages.
The market's just been saturated.
That's fine. I watched the Pete Rose thing because it happened when I got sick up at Flowery Branch that day, and I went home and I was laying in bed and literally was like just laying there in pain. Oh, and that is like Pete Rose, and I ended up watching the damn doc because I was laying there. I don't know if I would have watched it otherwise. To your point, I used to watch like all those 30 for 30s. I haven't watched one in forever. I don't know when the last time I watched one, and I know they're still coming out, but there are things that pique my interest a little bit, and this is one of them because I was invested into these guys getting the gold medal. My thing is I just want some good stuff.
Yeah, some good behind the scenes.
That's
stuff.
What I want. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. You guys ready for some prop bets here?
Let's get it.
Falcons totals. Some futures are out for the Falcons, guys, and I got four I'm going to give you here. Four. And you tell me over or under. These are all courtesy of FanDuel. Bijan Robinson, 6.5 rushing touchdowns this year, over or under?
Better be over.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I mean, it better be.
I think Bijan is going to be in the 8 to 10 touchdown range. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, no, I'm just doing math in my head. So that would mean Algier maybe gets 5?
We can all eat, Turtle. I mean,
everybody
come on.
Can eat. There's enough to go around.
I'm just doing the math. That's all, Carl.
He's looking at the numbers.
I'm just looking at the math.
I think from the amount of touches, guesstimating what I think is going to happen with the offense, he's an 8 to 10 touchdown guy. Now, could it be more? Of course. That means the offense is rolling. But if he's not 8, at least 8, with as many touches as he's going to get, and I'm not just talking about handoff guys. I'm talking about all the things that they're trying to do with him. There's no reason he shouldn't have 8 touchdowns. I'm going over.
All righty, guys. Kirk Cousins, 3,800 yards passing, over or under?
Well, is he healthy, Turtle?
Yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's going to throw for 3,800 yards.
Exactly right, he is.
Because that has been, over the last five seasons, he's averaged 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. So with the weapons that he has here in Atlanta, and him being 100% healthy.
He is 100.
He'll be fine.
Okay. I'm definitely going over that. I think 38 to 4,000. Even, you know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here, all right? Bold and fearless, as I like to say. Kirk Cousins throws for 4,300 yards this year.
4,300 yards.
43.
Okay.
So this offense is built around him.
Yeah.
Totally throwing the ball around. 43.
So that means Drake has
a grand.
By that math,
a
11,
grand.
11, 12
yep.
even maybe.
Yes.
What's up, Darnell has
700.
Seven to, Absolutely. Maybe closer to 1,000. Kyle has
a grand.
Yep. And then between Ray Ray and Casey Washington and Chris Blair, that's where you get the rest.
Yep. And don't think that Bijan won't have over 700 yards receiving, because he will.
He almost had that last year.
I know. Better quarterback.
Last
one. Who's healthy?
Since we're talking about Kirk Cousins and his passing yards, Drake London, 81 and a half receptions, over or under?
Drake, 81. He's got to be a 100 ball guy, doesn't he?
I don't know if he needs 100, because
that's a good one there. That's because two turtles point, spreading the ball around the way we're going to.
He had 72 in 22 and 69 in 23.
All right, I'm going to go over, but just a little bit. I'm going to say 85.
He only has 6 career touchdowns.
You're talking about. I know. Mike Johnson just walked in and he's pointing at Turtle. Trust me, I know. And he's talking about the height. He only has 6 career touchdowns. That's what you just said?
Yeah. He had 4 in his rookie year and 2 last year.
Okay. Yeah. He's going to have 80-plus catches. He's going to have 80 or more. I'm going to go over on that.
Yeah, I think it's right around that number.
Yeah. Now, if he does more than that, again, balling out, because that means he is on one. I mean, if you're talking about in this offense with him having potentially 95 to 100 balls, which is, again, you're talking about, just to put it in perspective, guys, last year CeeDee Lamb had 135 or so balls. 135 receptions. That's another level. So I don't know if Drake will be there, but he'll definitely be over 80.
All right, guys, on that note, let's go get out of here.
Coming up.
Happened sooner enough.
What? Coming up, man, we'll talk some college football. Hey, did Alabama steal a kicker? Oh, we'll talk about that and Georgia Tech rambling wreck. It's Dukes and Bell.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.